McCallum has ordered state agencies to cut travel expenses in response to the state deficit, and the assembly voted to cut the university's travel budget. But McCallum took 439 flights during his first year in office, mostly in the state's King Air executive turboprop. The estimated cost was $335,000. Democratic Representative Mark Pocan of Madison says 29 of those flights went only 35 miles or less.
I don't have a problem with the concept per se that the governor needs to fly on certain occasions to get to various parts of the state, but when you start taking not just one little flight, but in the first year 29 flights that were under 35 statute miles, including little 10 and 12 month mile flights from Racine to Kenosha, Milwaukee to Waukesha, or for that matter one airport in Milwaukee to another airport in Milwaukee, it just seems like an incredible waste of taxpayer dollars.
One of Governor Tommy Thompson's first acts in office in 1987 was to buy the King Air turboprop. Prior to that, governors flew on smaller state planes. McCallum defends his flying.
I'm going to continue to get outside of the Capitol building. It is the job of governor to be out meeting with people in Wisconsin, and I'm going to do everything I can to continue to travel around the state to meet and do it as an efficient a manner as possible.
McCallum says his staff makes the decision on whether to fly based on the most efficient use of his time. McCallum has ordered the Department of Administration to audit all state air travel. McCallum says he'll sell half of the state's fleet of 30 aircraft. The budget repair bill passed by the Assembly would keep only 7 planes. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.